Larry Jametsky lost his home in SeaTac through a foreclosure rescue scam. He and his family were homeless for years while his case made its way through the courts. But earlier this year, the Washington Supreme Court ruled unanimously that his case should be reexamined. This year, Jametsky came home. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
We first interviewed Larry Jametsky last February after the Washington Supreme Court raised the possibility that he could get his house back. In 2008, Jametsky signed what he thought was a loan. He'd actually sold his house for a fraction of its value. What he thought were loan payments were, in fact, rent payments. The new owner evicted him, along with his fiancée, Christina Stewart, and their son, Lawrence. But Jametsky says they stayed nearby.
Luckily that I had an RV and we were living in an RV on another property.
That wasn't horrible. It was when we moved into the homesteading house and it didn't have water.
Stewart says what she calls the homesteading house had been abandoned for years. She collected rainwater in garbage cans.
And I was using the rainwater to flush my toilet. Sometimes I would boil it and use it for my dishes, and clean my floors. But that was hard.
They frequently checked on their former home while their case made its way through the courts. The state Supreme Court ruled that Jametsky should benefit from consumer protection laws governing distressed properties. They sent his case back to King County Superior Court for trial. But Jametsky and the owner of the house, Rodney Olson, reached a settlement agreement last spring. The terms are confidential, and Olson's attorney did not respond to a request for comment. But Jametsky got his house back.
You know, thanks to the Lord that the things worked out the way they did. It was being really hard being homeless at the time. Lawrence was 2.
His son is now 4. Lawrence has a jungle gym in the yard and a cupboard full of toys.
Now he's got his little cubbyhole.
Things aren't exactly easy for them. Jametsky is undergoing cancer treatment. But they say the system has stood up for them, and they're grateful. Jametsky's lawyer, David Lean, says this case is part of a larger effort by the state Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court has issued 5 major opinions in the last 2 years dealing with foreclosure issues, and almost uniformly ruled in favor of homeowner protections over lender rights.
Lean says the state also passed a law requiring mediation before a foreclosure can proceed, and this has been another important tool during the housing crisis. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.